This is the Santa Trackers podcast from SantaTrackers.net.
Greetings once again from Flight Command at the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr of North Pole Radio News. We are in the office of the International Director of Santa Trackers, Elf Crash Murphy, who has invited me here to taste of his newly installed grill and to talk a bit about the tracking season ahead here in 2023. Crash, I have to admit, this office is a bit plush. You've risen quite a bit since your days as a tape dispenser technician in the wrapping department.
It's true, Frank. I'm spoiled beyond belief here.
You look mighty tan, too. Did you finally get some vacation time in?
No, I just got back from a tour of the new tracking centers, and I spent some time with Elf, Tubby, and Aruba. Man, that's a nice place.
I've never been there. I assume it's tropical. Is that how you got so tan?
Tubby tried to get me to go surfing, but that kind of activity is prohibited in my contract now, so I just kind of watched from the beach and I got fried to a crisp when I was out there.
Wait, you can't go surfing?
No, there's a number of activities I can't engage in anymore. It's part of being a department head at the North Pole. They don't want any of us getting hurt, so while I can have a grill here in my office, I can't do things like surf or do any zip lining or skiing or stuff like that.
Wait, you can't ski? Isn't that kind of counterintuitive to living at the North Pole? You're one of the best cross-country skiers I've ever seen, Crash.
Nah, if I have to be on the snow, there's no skis or toboggans for me. I have to sit in a cushy sleigh seat with the seatbelt on, Frank. It makes me feel kind of frail, if you want to know the truth.
I had no idea, Crash, that they had to make you make so many life adjustments just to be the International Director of Santa Trackers.
Well, there's trade-offs, Frank, but yeah, I do missing, you know, doing a few things. I being on water, like the ocean or high mountain ridges with a lot of snow are considered big risks now. But I can still go fishing out on the ocean or up in the mountains if I'm equipped properly. I can still ride my mountain bike as long as it's on an approved trail and as long as I have North Pole security with me.
North Pole security, what, they go with you?
Oh, yeah, they're with me around the clock everywhere I go. I can't go see a man about a reindeer without a couple of elves trailing me, Frank. It's a little weird sometimes.
Wow, so the adjustments to this new life for you continue, huh?
Yeah, they do, and I don't know what to expect next. But I'm pretty excited about tracking Santa this year, and I really like how things are going so far.
Well, that's the purpose of this episode of the Santa Tracker Podcast, Crash, to get down to what's happening and what is planned for tracking Santa in the weeks and the months ahead. I just have to ask, to begin with, does the fact that Santa is away from the North Pole and there's an ongoing search for him going on affect your work of tracking Santa for Christmas?
No, and that was one of the first things we talked about in January when we learned that Santa was going on walkabout. Yeah, the search for Santa has a place, but really, that's just a training exercise, so it's secondary to our first job, which is helping Santa get around the world, and it's no different for us than it is for you, Frank.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, the news, Frank. You produce the news, reporting on all things having to do with Santa and the North Pole. You report on all the efforts to find Santa, but if another big story about Christmas were to break out of, you know, say, Santa's workshop that might affect his ride this year, well, which story are you going to report on first?
Well, the workshop story, of course.
Right, and why is that?
Well, because it's hard news. The search for Santa stuff, well, it's kind of like talking about yesterday's weather.
That's right, it's your primary job, and that's where we are right now as elves tracking Santa for Santa 2. We're getting into that time of the year where we're focused on giving Flight Command real information so they can start planning for Santa's flight.
We're getting closer to that 100-day mark now in the countdown to Santa's launch. What are tracker elves doing right about now?
Well, as you know, we have our regional tracking centers set up in each sector, and they're all running, Frank. There's about 200 elves, give or take, in each center. They're all operational, which means they're ready to receive information. So the elf supervisors who manage those centers and those teams of elves there are reaching out to tracker elves all over their sectors to begin sending in information.
What kind of information can be useful to Flight Command in August and September, Crash?
Our focus will gradually narrow as we get closer to Christmas, so tracker elves right now will be sending in broad information like weather reports and changes to physical locations and structures since last Christmas, environmental elements such as new roads, towers, antennas, that kind of stuff. Broad information that will need to be on record before flight plans are made.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. Fast forward the clock to October and November, then what will they be doing?
Well, at that point, trackers should be focusing on their own home tracking center, and if they do this where they are, maybe even focusing on their own landing zones for Santa when he visits.
Does Santa really need a landing zone at each home he goes to?
No, he doesn't, but that was a routine that kind of cropped up when the tracker program first started, Frank. A tracker somewhere thought this would be cool, and it was cool, and Santa really liked it. And since Santa spoke out, a lot of tractors have done this, making a lighted, set-apart kind of place for Santa to land his sleigh when he visits them. He appreciates those efforts and enjoys seeing all the creativity that folks put into building landing zones.
Creativity? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know those little solar lights that people put out in their yards sometimes, Frank?
Yeah.
You know, some trackers will put them out in the winter when Christmas is and use them as landing lights for Santa's sleigh, and they're usually just bright enough to light up an area with low light that doesn't blind the neighbors. Then when Santa comes in on a path and they've lit it up with those little lights, he triggers brighter solar lights that give him a clear view to land, like little airports, but for sleighs, Frank. And that's cool stuff, and nobody's really spending money doing this because, well, they use lights they already have, and, well, because they're solar, there's no electricity being used. It's no wonder Santa loves it.
I see. Gee, I think this might be even something I'd like to do.
See what I mean? We need to get trackers who are so inclined to do this some time set apart to do it, Frank, and to discuss what are good ideas and what are not good ideas in the landing zone building process.
What do landing zones have to do with tracking Santa for Santa?
Not a dang thing. What do Christmas cookies and eggnog have to do with tracking Santa for Santa?
Okay, Crash, I get your point. Well played.
Well, I think the culture of tracker elves is evolving like the culture of everything else for Christmas, Frank. It all becomes a part of it, like putting up lights and Christmas trees.
We had a tracker last year report on the radio about his landing zone for Santa. He bragged that it was nearly 2 miles long.
Yeah, that was a tracker by the name of Elf Bug Eyes, one out in the Carolinas somewhere. He took every solar light he collected from all of his neighbors and strung them out from the beach to his house, like a big arrow that was visible from the sky that pointed to the words written out in lights that said, "Santa, stop here." And he even had a little landing zone for me and my sleigh.
Wow, that's some dedication.
Well, no way was that kid, that elf, not going to let Santa miss his house, Frank. I had to tell him that there was no way Santa would pass him by anyway.
Does he plan to do a landing zone this year?
Oh, yeah, he's already started making it. He got started with Christmas in July. This year, he's working with a local Christmas light company to put up synchronized lights that will work with Kringle Radio. He got permission, if you can believe this, from his city to broadcast over loudspeakers, and his entire neighborhood is planning on a big old Christmas Eve party with all those lights and music. And it's not just a landing zone for his house now. Even the cops there plan to be there with a few cruisers with their lights going to escort Santa in. At least that's what I'm hearing about it.
Wow, and Santa's okay with all this?
Hey, as long as there's cookies for Santa and carrots for the reindeer, Santa says he's all for it.
That's pretty amazing. I'm wondering how many new elves this one tracker elf is bringing to the efforts now.
Actually, I talked to Elf Bug Eyes about it, Frank. He's really doing a job getting the adults there to become freelance elves. They're all having a great time with it.
Crash, how much does it matter to you about the number of tracker elves we have?
Santa told me not to worry about that, Frank. In fact, he's advised we de-emphasize that part of it. Yeah, we track that number and we know it, but we've learned from past experience not to try to grow the ranks too rapidly. It just brings on too many problems. By all means, we want more elves, but they need to be quality elves.
So do you think efforts like those of Elf Bug Eyes are more effective in bringing more tracker elves on board?
Well, not only more trackers, but also it's reigniting re-belief in Santa among a really important demographic, Frank. Adults are some of the hardest nuts to crack, and getting them involved in a project like that is just what the doctor ordered.
From what I can see, a lot of elves are engaged here on SantaTrackers.net.
We encourage that engagement, Frank, especially with the parents of young elves who frequent our website. We need parents involved, and that's working for sure. But overall, we need also small local efforts like that we see with Elf Bug Eyes.
I see Elf Bug Eyes is not really on the website, Crash. Why is that?
Oh, he's there. You don't see him active because his parents choose not to let him be active on that website. We have many elves who are there but not there, if that makes sense, and that's okay. At the end of the day, whether they engage in the community or not is not the point. The point is to track Santa for Santa, to add value through information to North Pole Flight Command, and he and many, many others do just that.
How many tracker elves between the silent North Pole elves like Bug Eyes and the active SantaTrackers.net elves and the freelance elves, how many are there now?
I'm not even going to tell you, Frank. I'll just say that it's a known number. We see it every day. We track it as much as we track anything else. Those things are getting better and better all the time.
But you won't tell me.
No, but you keep asking, Frank. I know it makes you feel important.
It doesn't make me feel important, Crash. It makes me feel like you're keeping things from me.
I'm not keeping things from you. I'm keeping that information confidential because no one but me and Santa need to know it. I'm not keeping anything from you, Frank. I'm an open book.
Wait, that's a contrary statement, Crash. You're saying you're not saying you're not saying it. That makes no sense.
That's because you have a small, simple mind, Frank.
Well, what else are you keeping from us, Crash?
Us? What do you mean, us?
Yeah, you know, North Pole Radio News. When you don't tell me, you don't tell the world, Crash.
Well, the world doesn't need to know everything. That was one of the first things Santa told me when I took this job.
You mean Santa won't tell us the truth of that either?
Wait, don't misquote me. I never said anything about the truth in Santa. Santa always tells the truth, but he can't say everything. If a kid went to Santa in October and said, Santa, tell me the truth. What are you getting me for Christmas? Do you think Santa's going to tell him?
Well, no.
Well, it's like that, Frank. I could tell you, Santa could tell you, but we won't. You don't need to know that.
Well, I want to tell the truth too, Crash. So if I get on the radio and I say there are millions of tracker elves tracking Santa for Santa, would I be a liar?
No, you wouldn't be a liar, Frank.
Is getting news out of you this year going to be this kind of circus, Crash?
No, Frank, it'll be like it always is. I'll tell you everything that I can, and I won't tell you the few things that I can't.
Okay, Crash, fair enough. Thanks for that insight into tracking Santa in 2023, folks. It's fast approaching. Keep your radio dial tuned to Kringle Radio. And check back often for more episodes of the Santa Tracker Podcast. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Elf Frank Murr with Elf Crash Murphy, thanking you for joining us on this episode.